wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
Do I got good topics? No.
Oh, that's okay. We never do.
Good point. So, we're like 3 days away from the big day. What's everyone's Christmas plans?
Oh, Christmas! I was like, what's the big day? Oh, yeah. What are you doing for the holidays, guys?
Well, I got to work tomorrow. You guys are on holidays, but yeah.
Do you really, though?
Yeah, I got a day and a half left to work.
Here you go.
Well, only about half the people are there. The smarter people took it off.
Potluck. Drinks.
Oh,
lunch.
We did that on Tuesday. The potluck was a disaster, guys. It was a disaster. So I made, at first I was I'm making candied apples. And Janelle's like, don't do it. Don't make candied apples. No one wants a full apple. You know, they just want little bits of everything here.
But sliced candy apples are amazing.
I know. I was thinking about that. But then, I forget the name of it. Tangula or whatever. So it's basically candied apples, but different fruits. So like grapes, strawberries, cantaloupe, that whatever. And so made it. Holy moly. It's tough to keep that sugar boiling at 300 Fahrenheit, even with the thermometer in there. Got away on me, went up to 400 and just
burns.
So put the kids to bed, try it again. And let me tell you, just beautiful. Just fan-frickin-tastic. Yeah, it's like, wow, this is like the best thing ever. Okay, now to put it in the fridge, let it stay overnight. And everything I'm reading online is like, oh, that's not going to really work. So, like all the sugar and stuff melted off, especially on the cantaloupe. So some people at the gym the next morning are like, because all they do is talk about my problems, I guess, is, you know, chocolate, lots of chocolate. That'll solve everything. Mm-hmm. So I went to Co-op, melted some chocolate at work and in the microwave, and then just dipped all the fruit in the chocolate. And I'm not a chocolatier person. It wasn't... And microwave, you know, it's all smooth and good at the start, and then it just gets all blocked.
Carter, what are you doing with this food? Just throw it out. It's over.
Well, it's a big pot. Like, you got to show that you actually, brought something. And it was super sad because it was, like, still delicious because, like, the cantaloupe and stuff, it was soaking up so much sugar. And then there's chocolate on the outside. It was really good, but no one had any until, like, the end. Like, a six-year-old girl had it, and she's like, this is the best thing ever. I was like, thank you. You made my day. But, like, nobody touched it. And, like, at first I was like, oh, you know, some people are like, yeah, no, my stuffing isn't good. And then you eat it, and it's fine. And you're like, hey, no, you did a good job. It's like Ash before his fantasy football game. Oh, you beat me.
I'm going to lose. I'm always going to lose.
I'm going to lose. So, and I was like, actually. Like,
congrats, Matt. Congrats on the win Thursday 7-31.
Yeah.
You won.
I was expecting people to eat mine and be like, oh, you know, it wasn't that bad. No one ate any of it.
Yeah, but if it looks like slop.
Looked like poo.
Carter, you can't do that.
I know. Janelle's like, it doesn't look appetizing, Carter. And like, it's not good.
It's kind of like sad and depressing, honestly.
I know.
You put that out there for people.
So come January, there's going to be redemption. I'm going to go home at like 2 o'clock or something like that. And I'm going to get that Tangula going. And I'm going to just immediately rush back to work and force every single person to have a stick. See? I can do it.
Eat apples.
No, it's got to be the exact same thing that I failed. It can't be something different. But that can be another thing.
Candy apples rule. Sliced grapes? Candy apples without having to do the first bite. Like, that's all everyone wants from a candy apple is to not have to decide how to go into that thing. Because the decision, that's the hardest part. It's like, are my teeth going to be here? Because one day they're not. There's a day when you just stop eating candy apples, and I've been there a couple times, and then I delve back in, and I'm going to regret it soon.
Now, would a sliced candy apple be soaked in? Would it chocolate all through or just on the skin still?
Yeah, that's my worry is that it'll start to oxidize and you just got like, you know, it'd be candied, but it'd be all like brown and stuff instead of white. Like, does the
candy apple?
Yeah, does the sugar shut off the oxidization process so it's like nice and white still?
Wait, well, when are you slicing it?
Well, that's what Janelle was thinking before is that you
bring like five candy apples in and you slice them in front of everyone.
Oh, okay, because Janelle was saying you slice the apple, then you candy it.
No. No, it's fresh. You bring in a candy apple and you slice it fresh, and it's got the nice fresh insides like a fresh apple.
Okay, yeah.
Don't have to bite into it.
You just do the danger work
chopping
for
it up for them. And they love it, and it's just sweet goodness. Without the core, without the stupid stick, without the first bite, they can nibble on it, because you can't nibble on a giant-ass candy apple, and it's going to turn brown on you. Mm-hmm. And you just slice them fresh.
Trevor, it seems
just
like you would have.
Carving you off prime rib.
Especially bringing a dessert.
Trevor, have you done the mall candy apple?
What would I be?
Like, have you just
Rocky
been in
Mountain?
A mall? And decided to do Rocky Mountain, like the ones that are coated in.
I hit up Rocky Mountain constantly, Brent. I don't even stop anymore. We go every time I go to the airport, 2 candy apples minimum now.
No.
I bring them to my mom. She thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. My mom loves candy apples. They're her favorite thing. Yeah. So every time I come home, I bring her candy apples. She thinks
those Rocky Mountain ones just look like razor blades. Like, they just look like weapons.
Delicious. Brent, do you know you could buy a bag of just the glass? Do you know you can buy that at the counter? You can ask for just the apple glass and just buy it, because I do. Because I used to crush bags of that on an airplane. I could crush a whole like Subway cookie bag full of candy apple glass on a flight and just be wired. Ozempic's
hey,
really
I said
changing
that,
my life, you guys.
Like, I didn't actually think, I was like, if I could imagine anyone doing it, it'd be you, but I didn't really mean it. Oh, well.
I love sugar much, you guys. I love sugar so much.
A candy apple is like, oh, I'm at Disney World, this is a special occasion. I'm at the mall, let's go, you know?
I go to the mall, like, once a year.
I used to, like, 20 years ago, we were at the mall once a week, it felt like.
But if I see a Rocky Mountain now, damn right, I'm getting a candy apple. Candy apples rule. They're amazing. Yeah, they're red and then they're fresh on the inside. Oh, a good candy apple is like, why would you not?
Are you a traditionalist or you like it? You're at Rocky Mountain, so I'm guessing there's globs of chocolate and like marshmallows.
None of that. No. Red. No, red. Sure. And if you're over 70, you're allowed to have a caramel one.
Oh, I love the caramel ones. Oh, well, caramel ones are my favorite.
You skew 90, so that's perfect.
But you just want a glowing red.
Are you giving your children Werther's already, and you're not even their grandparent? You're just their parent, Carter, but you're already putting them on your knee and giving them Werther's, trying to be a grandpa, trying to skip a generation.
Do you melt Werther's? Because that's a sort of candy Tangula hack, like a quick one, is you put Jolly Ranchers in the microwave and then dip oranges that way. I mean, like grapes that way. I wonder if you can melt Werther's and do it that way, too. That'd be nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can't melt a Jolly Rancher and give that to a human, Carter.
Janelle did before to us, like last year.
You can't tell adults can't put Jolly Ranchers in their mouth. It's like dangerous. No, you're like not supposed to after a certain age. Your fillings will just fly out.
Well, that's the thing. I've only had one filling ever, so I'm okay.
Yeah, but you're going to just take this to the office, Jolly Rancher face?
I was going to. Oh,
you're
going to
rip out their dentures. And these people, can they even eat a hard candy? You're the young whippersnapper. Sliced candy apple.
Take the filling right out. Oh, I didn't know this.
Oh, I know many people that have lost teeth. My mom, I think, lost a filling.
Jolly Ranchers. Huh.
Yeah, you accidentally chew on one once. I'm definitely at the age when I used to like get my... Do you ever get your teeth stuck on a Jolly Rancher?
I guess, yeah, I think so.
You know when your teeth get stuck when you chew on it for a second? Well, when I was young, you know, you fight it. You're like, oh, I'm going to unstick it with my jaw strength. And I'm like, I'm just going to melt this sucker slowly because I don't want to rip my teeth out of my face.
Well, and maybe that's why Jolly Rancher is pivoting to gummies now. And they're really good. Everyone's pivoting to gummies. Skittles. Nerds. Nobody wants hard candy anymore, right?
There'll be injectables next.
Injectable Skittles. Well, it's just like KFC, you know, I ate the bone. You know, they're getting rid of the bones, so it's better for drive-thru. Just, they're making everything for the lowest common denominator.
Here is a quick little thing that I noticed. How Roblox is breaking how kids play in real life. Is my guy's Roblox free, the young one? It would just be way too much for him. But the last several kids who have come here separately, every game that they play, like, involves meeting goals to get money to use in a store.
Is it Robux?
Basically, yeah, you're getting, like, oh, these guys beat those guys, so you get $10. And if you get enough dollars, you can buy a better toy.
I'm just confused. Like, Link got $20 of Robux like 2 years ago, and he'll occasionally play the game, but I don't even know how to spend it or if he needs to spend it or anything. It's just like he seems to be having fun and doesn't need any money. Where do I give this $20 to? I'm confused.
What is this game?
Oh, it's like the biggest. It's like it's this big scam. It's like this free game that uses like developers. Like,
it's like, what do you do? You build things?
No, it's like, hey, there's a disaster coming through in 30 seconds. Find the best hiding spot. It's either going to be a tidal wave, a tornado, electricity, or, you know.
This is completely... Like, Roblox is a
sandbox.
It's an app app / website. And it's just, they get all their... So it's an idea and a game maker, kind of. And all the games are made by other children or con men within a Minecraft-style world. So every game is like, do something repetitive so it slowly gets better.
Oh.
But all the games are free just within the main one.
And if like creators hit a certain goal, which is like impossible, they can get compensated for it from Roblox.
Mm-hmm. But it's all Yeah, it's all...
Yeah, it is very...
There's a lot of pedophile stuff. Apparently. There's a lot of grooming. There's global chats and things like that.
Well, I'm glad I don't know what that is.
You would not like it. You would not like it, but it's everywhere.
And, yeah, a lot of these games are popular because they're, like, free, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so like Link's like, oh, yeah, no, this is the popular game. I was like, well, you know, why don't you play like the good game, like the new Mario game or something? We got you. Well, other people play this. It's like, yeah, because their parents didn't want to pay $80 for a game. So they got the free one, I guess. That's why it's popular. It's not good, Trevor, to say the least.
Okay. No idea.
Well, imagine what like type of game a 13-year-old would make using a sandbox engine. And that's the game.
Sounds like crap.
Yeah. That's life.
That's life. I got some Christmas thoughts. I got a suggestion on Facebook for presents. I just want to know what you guys think about this, because this sounds... Well... DIY cheese kits.
Oh no.
Like, would you ever eat cheese you made in your own house? Or would you ever eat cheese that your friend made? Your friend's like, oh, I got this cheese kit. I'd be like, there's 0% chance I'm eating any of your homemade cheeses from a kit. That's Brent, nice. Would you? Because if anyone's making cheese, it's you.
No, I would not.
Well, then none of us are.
I think I might be. I might. That sort of interests me a little. I wouldn't.
Making cheeses. That just seems like a bad way to poison your family. With like one of the ones that actually kills you. Mm-hmm. We're not talking like a little E. coli or a little salmonella. We're talking botulism or...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've been to a serious cheese plant. I don't want to mess with that. The smells
you don't mess
there
with just... cheese. No. Industrial cheese farming must be a whole other smell level. Is that like, what's it, Balderson's or whatever it is down south?
Yeah, it might have moved to Aldebrandon.
Yeah, bastards. Go paintball, grab some cheese. It was a good life. It was an honest day's living.
Oh.
My other holiday thought was, I was listening. I had just Christmas music on. And whatever, Christmas music. But then the I Saw Mama Kissing Santa came on. Yeah. And the kids are like, and it was the Jackson 5 version, right? And it's really good, and the kids are rocking. I'm like, yeah, this is Michael Jackson. And my kids, like, they're all European and Asian. And they're like, what? This is... I'm like, yeah. And then it gets to the talking part. And they're like, I saw him kissing. I did. And also he's like, I'm going to tell my dad. And I was like, he's going to kill everyone. I was just like, Don't tell your dad, Michael. Your dad's a scary, scary man. Don't tell him. It's just like, this is my gut reaction. I just started dying laughing.
That's the last guy. Once.
I'm gonna tell my dad. Don't do it, Michael. He's gonna
have as little
him.
Contact with your father as possible. Yes. Talk to Jermaine. He's like the father figure in the band. Not your dad.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell my dad that part of the song is really actually scary. Now you think Thriller is scary, but Michael saying he's gonna tell his dad on you is not good. In retrospect,
talk to Tito. Tito, Janet, and, not that.
And the other thing, I'm really happy.
LaToya. Don't tell LaToya.
Don't tell her nothing. You can't tell her nothing anyway. I'm noticing something. As I'm watching a little more terrible television again lately, there seems to be all these like new networks that are the same networks but different. Like all of those like HGTV people, it's like they all made their own network, and same with like Food Network people.
Really?
It seems like they're all like spinning off and making like the big HGTV people are making their own channel of just their shows.
Are they like digital channels?
I know. It seems like they're real TV channels that are made. I don't know if they're replacing them or if they're gone indie. I really feel like we need a like behind the music style documentary of like the behind the HGTV and Food Network like celebrity wars. Like,
are they like Roku channels, like
maybe they're just like these little package deal things, like watch this network. Maybe that's what it is. And I am watching it on streaming TV, so that could be why I'm seeing these ads. But it just seemed really weird that they're making channels that are basically the channels that already exist. So I thought maybe they were getting greedy or something, but it could be a big nothing.
HGTV, the contracts, they that's, you got to get your name out there, and then you make the money with your own network after, and then screw over all your other hosts. Yeah, no, I've really fallen off the HGTV bandwagon there. It'd just be like maybe 2005, me and Janelle were into it, but it's been a long time.
I've had the on again, off again run, Haven't been crushing Hallmark movies much this year, but we're going to Lisa's tomorrow with her parents, so we could really power through a lot of them. We'll see.
Yeah, that's where the magic happens with the Hallmark Network. Yeah.
I'm deciding whether I'm bringing all my music stuff to Vancouver or not. Besides how much I want to hide in the basement, but maybe I'll be social. We'll see. They just get this giant crossword puzzle every year, though, and it's so hard to do, and it stresses me out that we can't finish it. It's like the whole page of the newspaper. Like 300 across and 300 up and down.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, it's a project, and everybody in the family works on it, and you cross it off, right? And you try and get it done. It's been a couple years since we finished.
Can't blame the stroke this year.
Nope.
There seems to be a football themed Christmas movie this year. Hallmark.
Oh Hallmark Christmas football with yes.
Yeah.
I've never been more proud of Link when we're in the cereal aisle and he's like looking at Cinnamon Toast Crunch and it's got Travis and Jason on it. And he's like, "Who are these guys, Dad?" I was like, "Ah, good, you don't know."
Yeah.
They're kind of football players.
I think there may be a MVP player in a 9-time wide receiver MVP is mentioned in.
I saw that. I saw the stat on Reddit. They like put up the screen and it was like most touchdowns, MVP champ bowl winner, 9 times catches, receptions statistic. It's like they didn't even understand how to make a fake statistic up. Yeah, it's something like that. 9-time MVP wide receiver. Yeah. Jerry Rice is so pissed off somewhere. He's so mad.
What's Mike Evans at? 10 or like 9,000 yard seasons or something? Just like copy someone like that. No non-QB can win an MVP these days.
And I feel like the Hallmark audience knows football a little bit.
They do. They do.
I feel like they're more right wing. They're more like stay-at-home people. They're more watching football on a Sunday.
I ran into one last week that they're big into Hallmark and the Chiefs.
Yep. I think they underestimated their audience.
They hired the right guy, though. He's friends with Gronk in real life. He played Gronk in the Hernandez movie, the TV show.
It's supposed to be like the worst movie ever, right?
Yeah, American Crime Story. Like, I love the OJ one, but this one, yeah.
Terrible.
I didn't even watch more than like 10 minutes. There's just too much, like, there's just too much okay TV that I don't watch anything.
Just watching some Don Draper clips and I realized how terrible of a person he was again and how scary he could be when he was a bad person. I was like, not ready to rewatch that show.
I only made it like 2 seasons in. That's maybe something I should revisit instead of trying anything new.
Oh, it's a masterpiece.
Masterpiece.
Or you could watch Young Dexter.
They're like, we're going to try and get this right the third time.
Like, there's another reboot coming too. It's like, no one likes that show.
Oh, it's people our age that are bored.
People like
and have...
the first 4 seasons.
It's you guys. Bit. It's people like you, Carter. It's people that are our age with 2 kids that are tired that just want to watch something that reminds them of 20 years ago. We are now that demographic, Carter.
No.
We're becoming the boomers. We would be the ones going seeing our band 30 years after their prime now, or 20. We'd go be seeing Black Rebel 20 years after their prime. Would be like our parents going to see the Rolling Stones on the Steel Wheels tour when they sucked already.
Or Oasis.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, we're going to see
that's
Oasis. We're boomers.
Yeah, but Dexter, it's like the Rolling Dexter's Stones. Yeah, boomers. The best band of all time. Dexter, you have to ask, like, was it ever really
it was
good?
Dexter was a cultural thing, and it turns out when you go back and watch, you're like, oh, this wasn't a...
ended
there can't
poorly.
Be anybody who likes it. Did you watch, like, how did it end? He was
like original?
He like was he dating he his sister and then she's dead, or...
Yeah, his sister
dies and he sails off into a boat to kill himself.
But he just ends up like up north in the woods, and then that's when the reboot comes.
Yep, and then he has a son.
And the reboot was bad, and then so they do the prequel reboot, and it's bad. But they're doing another one with like the Michael Hall, what, Michael C.
Really? Okay.
Another like reboot, yeah. Reboot. Oh,
I am just such a horror for Jason Bateman. I saw a. He gets me. There's another Netflix. I think movie. I didn't watch it, but it's at an airport security.
Oh, yeah. That one looks... I added that to my list.
It's such a good preview, Trevor. You just watch, like, it's him, and he's talking to some airport security guy, like, at a bench. And he must
he's
have
pretending
something...
pretending to be one?
No, he must have some... He's dressed up all nice in an airport, talking to the security guy who works at the line. He's like, in a couple minutes, someone's going to come through wearing a red hoodie. You just let them through. The smiley thing is like, you don't search their stuff, just let them through. Can you promise that this nothing terrible will happen if I do let him through? And Bateman's just his big Michael Blue face, like, no, walks away. And that's like, yes, I love you so much.
Yeah, no, that one looks okay. And it's got good reviews too, which is nice. Because my thoughts on Netflix movies is that they're not good.
Well, they aren't, but...
I know. I've only enjoyed two. One, and they're both from this year, actually. That Rebel Ridge movie that me and you watched, it was fine. Mm-hmm. And then New Beverly Hills Cop movie, it was fine, too. So... Bring it on. What's my list say? The recommendation of the month is... called Customs? No. Oh, God. Okay, it's called Carry On.
What is this, a TV show?
It's a movie, a Netflix
thriller.
Movie. Oh, you guys, I just got, when I signed on Netflix to find the name of this, I think there might be something I need to watch. You know how it like, features one thing for you to watch? It's a new Netflix series called Aaron Rodgers, Enigma. And in case you're unaware, it gives you like three descriptive words. Provocative, inspiring docuseries. Oh, every episode's 1 hour and 9 minutes. Get out of here.
Exhausting.
Conflicted about his fame, Rodgers begins a self-realization journey, experimenting with alternative medicine and religion, and igniting controversy.
I just can't wait to never have to hear from him ever again.
Will he go away though, or will he have to be around?
He'll be around, but not in
I can stand him zooming into a show once a week
that you don't watch.
Yeah,
and that like, other media won't report because he's not active in the league anymore. So yeah, you won't hear about him. It'll be fine.
Will it? I don't know. I want to believe so, but I don't think he's... I just don't see him going away. What is my prediction? I guess it's a radio show.
Isn't everybody just sick of him? Does he have any likability? It's just all the...
In the Roganverse, yeah, which is much bigger than
us versus
our group.
We're the minority.
But is it, you know, like people talk about, oh, Rogan's the most popular thing ever. And like, you know, a lot of the stuff gets picked up from Rogan, but a lot of times it's just like an interview with a scientist for 3.5 hours that cannot be interesting at all. Or like a 3-hour-long interview with Terrence Howard. Now, that one was popular because Terrence Howard was being absolute nutty and talking about how like his hands were his friends when he remembered being in the womb. But like Terrence Howard isn't a big enough star to listen to a 3-hour interview of, you know?
Well, there's like, conversations.
People have a lot of time.
And like, so maybe, oh, like I love Terrence and Iron Man, and I watched that that TV show that he was on as well. I can't remember what it was. I'll go listen to that episode. But you're not going to listen to the one the next week about the astrophysicist talking about it, or the psychologist, you know? How can you listen? Oh, he's just like the best curator of interviews ever. It's like, come on. Like, if you listen to Marc Maron, you'll be like, oh, listen to the Patrick Stewart episode, but I'm going to skip the Marshawn Lynch interview because I'm not into football, you know? Like, how does the Roganverse people actually listen? I think they just turn it on and have it as like, oh, it just drives me insane. This episode is me just getting exasperated and drifting off. It's like, ah, oh, jeez, kids these days.
Old man yells at cloud.
I just feel like,
just don't understand.
Nihilism is the only answer.
And like, everybody has such ADHD attention deficit when it comes to media these days. They need their YouTube screaming at them and like quick cuts. How can you watch a 3.5 hour interview that is relatively dry for the most part? So I think there's some juicing going on with like Rogan's numbers and almost and stuff. Like, people tune in for like clips of it, but not the actual full show.
Oh, I did my School of Rock show.
Oh yeah, you did?
Yeah, I did. Well, not the show. I did the talent show or whatever. It was fun. It was good times.
Nice.
Went really well. Sang two songs about being too hot for you in front of kids. It was a little creepy, but they had a good time. They clapped along. We had a laugh. It was pre-packed. It was pretty fun. That was good. And then I did The Wail of a Winter.
Oh, nice.
The play happened. It was like adorable. The kids all dressed up. And the best part was when the whales came to push the ferry to safety. It was like actually adorable. So it was fun. It was fun. It was fun to. We're talking next year. We have an idea for a play. We want to do a Charlie Brown themed Christmas play next year, but base it on Texada Island somehow. So we're not exactly sure what it's going to be.
Yeah.
But someone will need involvement, and they'll need a director, because that's the big premise of, you need involvement and we need a director. And so someone will direct the play or something. That's what will happen on Texada. It'll be a good little play we'll probably do.
So I understand that reference. That was before I fell asleep.
Oh, it's great. I've watched it twice last week.
Awesome.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I'm going skiing soon with my students. I'm terrified.
Downhill or cross country?
Mountains of BC.
Sweet. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, do you think
you
I'm a good skier?
You don't do that. No.
No.
Are you a good swimmer? If it starts with S, no.
Yeah, anything involving ice or water or anything like that. Not happening. But I guess I'm going skiing, so that'll be cool. I was okay when I used to, like, I used to go skiing in high school a few times and stuff, and it was fine, and I was actually okay. So I'm not going to do anything stupid.
Yeah.
I'll just be dilly-dallying. But my kids from Europe will just be having the time of their lives. And then we all get to go tubing after on a big tubing thing, apparently.
That's probably going to get hurt.
Yeah. No, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be cool to go on a school trip, go and ski it and everything. So, yeah, it'll be cool. It'll be a cool way to see BC. I'm trying to convince Jamie to come over, go skiing for the day, you know, with us. I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, we're getting together in Vancouver. We'll see.
Jamie was so happy. There's like a road, like a rock slide or something.
Yes, this is important podcast news.
So people from Vancouver couldn't make it up to Whistler. So he had all this powder all by himself. He was just in his element.
But he said, like, he's been dreaming. Like, he's like, this is like a literal dream scenario, like an imaginary, like what would be so cool, Trevor? Oh, if I won the lottery and I could have bands with all my friends and we'd all live together. What would be cool, Jamie? Oh, if the road got destroyed and nobody else could come to Whistler and I had powder all to myself for a day, you know? And then it happened.
And people, like, And he was so happy. And then people died.
Oh, who cares? He went skiing. I don't care about that. I mean, people died from the landslide?
I think so.
Well, that happens. That has nothing to do with him.
He wished for it. He willed it into an existence.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know.
Jamie, maybe...
What a terrible... Jamie?
Maybe he'll be like, oh, you know, I gotta hang out with Trevor tomorrow, but something came up. I wish I don't have to see Trevor tomorrow.
Oh,
oh no, Trevor's had another stroke.
He just wanted powder and nobody around.
He just wanted powder by himself. He didn't want people to die to get the powder. He didn't want the powder made out of bones.
That was just a trick.
Was that a monkey's paw situation?
Mm-hmm.
Did he use a monkey's paw wish?
Don't feel like monkey's paw. That's monkey's paw is bad to you.
That's true. Well, we must hurt him to know that people died for his happiness. Sorry.